This time at Insight takes us to New Mexico with Justin Howard, who's part of a Lobo team that's in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 48 years. I guess, first of all, Justin, how does it feel to be part of history?
It's a great feeling, and, we're proud as a team to be able to bring this back to UNM and Albuquerque and all the players that have played before us that, it's been that 48-year drought, and, it means a lot to many people, and we're just proud.
Go back to Selection Monday. What was it like watching the selection show and seeing your team's name when the Fullerton Regional came up on the TV screen?
It was pretty nerve-wracking, and, everywhere we had been projected to go kept coming and going without us being up there. So we had a lot of nervous energy building up, and, everyone could feel it in their stomach. And, it was great seeing our name up there, and everyone went wild. And, it was a memorable experience and something, I'll remember the rest of my life.
It sounds like you were fairly confident, but like you said, that confidence gets maybe a little bit shaken the longer it goes, huh?
Yeah, we felt like we had done enough to get in, but, it's kind of one of those things you never really know until you see your name up there, and, that's kind of how that went.
You started the season by making some pretty big waves when you took 2 out of 3 games at Texas. Did that kind of set the tone for the rest of the season for you guys?
Yeah, it definitely set the tone and helped, kind of show the team that, we are good and we can play with these guys, and not to back down from anybody or, be scared of anyone, that knowing we can compete with the best teams in the nation.
Tell me about your head coach a little bit, Ray Birmingham. How would you describe him?
I'd describe him as old school. He's fiery, he's compassionate. He comes to the field every day getting work done. And, he teaches a blue-collar attitude, and, we work for what we get. We don't let anyone hand it to us. We don't, let anybody sugarcoat anything to us. We take it as it is. We come out, we work hard, and we go after people.
I keep hearing phrases like kick the door down when it comes to your coach there, Coach Birmingham. Is that something you guys hear a lot around there?
Yeah, we probably hear that every day, and, that's exactly how it is. We want to work for everything. We want to fight for everything. We don't want any questions or any doubts about, anything we do. We want everyone to know what UNM baseball is about when we step on the field.
Not just Texas, but you guys also played Arkansas. You played Arizona this year, and I know you guys had a good year last year, but missed out on the tournament ultimately with the lower RPI. Was it important for you to get out there and go up against some of those bigger teams this year just to really, not just prove yourself, but to kind of prove your season, I guess, as well?
Oh, definitely. Anytime you can go play those caliber teams, not only for the RPI standpoint, but just as getting better as a team. You want to play the higher caliber teams to make your team better, and I think that's something they set out to do this year. And obviously it's worked because we're in the regional and we're getting a chance to play in the postseason and go on to Omaha. And, so we're feeling confident, we're feeling good about our team, and, we've came together as a team throughout the year, and, playing those kind of teams, that's exactly what it does for us.
Now you're going to go up against Stanford in your regional opener. You got Cal State Fullerton there, obviously a couple of pretty big names in college baseball who go to the College World Series quite a bit. How do you now approach the challenge that you have in front of you this weekend?
Exactly that. You hit it on the head. They're known for going to the World Series. They're known for being in the postseason. And so I feel like we'll kind of have an advantage because we're not supposed to win these games. We have no pressure whatsoever. And so I feel like we can come out, play loose, and play our best ball against them. And there's absolutely no pressure on us because no one's expecting us to win except for us. And so I think from that standpoint, that kind of gives us an advantage. And I feel like we'll be able to come out and play hard and give them a good game.
Justin, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Oh, man, it's the experiences you share with your teammates. And, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And, the relationships I've made throughout my baseball career are relationships I'll carry along with me for the rest of my life. And, you know, it's a brotherhood, and you know, we're a family around here, and it's great. So I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's the experiences and the brotherhood.
What's the toughest thing?
Balancing school with baseball. You know, it gets kind of nerve-wracking at times, and but you know, the universities around here, they do a great job of, you know, setting up, you know, where you can succeed good. You know, they give you the tutors, and they just make, you know, give you good resources so you can succeed there. But that's got to be the toughest thing.
All right, before I let you go, I'm going to do some word association. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind.
Okay.
Let's start with a teammate of yours, Ryan Honeycutt.
Compassionate, like passion.
Another teammate, Willie Kessler.
The Bulldog.
TCU.
Good.
How about New Mexico baseball?
Blue collar.
The College World Series.
Greatness.
And the last one, Justin Howard.
Blue collar again. You know, that's the way we've been taught, and I mean, that's what UNM baseball is about.
Justin Howard and New Mexico at the Cal State Fullerton Regional this weekend. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, and good luck to you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.